We're here.
We're ready to go. Two streams in 4 days, 5 days. That's pretty good for me. I'm usually a 1 week type of guy, but today we got a stream faster than we would expect. Normally I do this once a week. Let me see. Let me make sure I'm working on Rumble. That's the only place I stream is Rumble. I'm anti-YouTube. Yep. I got my Under Armour on today. I don't know. Are we allowed to wear Under Armour, guys? Are we boycotting Under Armour to any degree? Is Under Armour one of the Go Woke, Go Bro companies? If it is, let me know that I made a mistake so I can... I don't think I'm going to get rid of this hoodie. It's too nice of a color. Makes my skin glow. Yeah, I look extra dark. I mean, we're coming out the winter, too. I somehow have a tan. Someone told me that before. You always have a tan. I'm like, duh, motherfucker, I'm brown. A lot going on this week, guys. I mean, you got Trump officially having his arraignment, hearing out the counts that he's been indicted for by the corrupt Alvin Bragg. The very corrupt Alvin Bragg with a very, very depressing press conference. I mean, it was like the Mueller investigation all over again with Bragg. You remember when Mueller, there was all this propaganda. They were showing pictures of Mueller with his briefcase walking around in Capitol Hill or DC or wherever. And, you're thinking to myself, holy shit. Everyone's thinking to themselves, holy shit, Trump is not going to escape this. This guy, Robert Mueller, is going to tag this guy with something. This Russian collusion thing, they're going to hang this guy for treason. And then Mueller testifies, and he belongs in a senior living home this entire time, right? So they did this insane job. Either that or he played like some feeble old man that was like, because he took a lot of criticism on Capitol Hill because the Russian investigation against Trump was total nonsense, right? So when Mueller showed up on Capitol Hill, he showed up like a senile old man, like Joe Biden style, like Joe Biden showed up for the presidency. And then you didn't know what, should you feel bad for Mueller? Is this whole thing this much of a facade that Mueller is not even someone who, let's get the mega hat. Let's get the mega hat in this shot, considering our boy has been indicted. Our boy's been fighting for us. You know, we got to give him all the recognition he deserves. Henry Ford, get you lined up nice and, but yeah, Robert Mueller, man. I mean, that whole thing, I mean, even everyone on Trump's side was like, hey man, this is over. It's over. We're screwed. Trump's getting indicted. He's going to get charged with treason. He's going to get impeached. And then Mueller shows up on Capitol Hill, can't even, acting like a feeble old man. And so when the Republicans start bashing him and start telling him this whole investigation, $50 million of U.S. taxpayer money put towards investigating Donald Trump, this whole thing's a fraud. As soon as the Republicans start calling him out, everyone's like, no, he's just an old man. He's just a cute old man, Mueller. He didn't mean nothing by it. He was just doing his job investigating Donald Trump. Guys, you can't act like he's you know, some evil witch hunt, you know, former FBI, attorney general, special prosecutor. We all knew what was up with the Mueller situation. And then Alvin Bragg comes up like a high school kid trying to show off his achievements, which were completely fraudulent and an underwhelming press conference. I mean, he pretty much indicted him with the same thing over and over and over again. And, you know, it's one, it's a propaganda hit piece against Donald Trump, 34 counts, right? And then the other is that they hope one of them sticks. All they need is one. Right? You're guilty of one. Most people who commit massive fraud, right? healthcare fraud, tax fraud, right? They're looking at like 2 to 5 counts, right? And they're scamming the government for hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Meanwhile, Trump didn't even scam the government. He potentially broke a campaign finance law, which he didn't. We all know that he didn't pay out of his campaign finance account, right? He paid out of, I think, his personal account or through Michael Cohen. Either or is not his campaign finance account for when he was running for president. So he is completely innocent, right? So innocent that Stormy Daniels is the one who owes him money. And it just got ruled the day of his arraignment that she actually owes him even more money. So now I know why the term clown world has become so such a big deal for people. 70, 80% of people need to be in senior homes, maybe more. No doubt about it. That's why we need young people, man. Shabzilla, why don't you run, man? You're not old. You act old. I'm just kidding. No, don't run, Shabzilla. They'll smear your name in minutes. What are we talking about today? What are we starting with today? I should. All right, Shabzilla, I'll check in with you in a little bit. You better stay tuned, bro. We're talking about, I just want to touch up on this article real quick. GOP lawmakers in Tennessee expel 2 Democrats over mass shooting protests. So if you don't know about the whole mass shooting situation, there was a mass shooting that took place in Nashville, Tennessee, obviously with the tranny girl who believed she was a boy. You know, obviously took the lives of some kids and herself. Or no, she didn't take herself. I think the cops blasted her. And there was a Tennessee protest with a bunch of Antifa tranny people defending trans rights and some Democratic politicians in the Nashville state capitol. And they've been expelled. They've been completely removed by the Republican lawmakers. So the Republican lawmakers in Tennessee voted on Thursday to expel 2 Democrat legislators who joined a protest on the House floor last week after a deadly school shooting in Nashville. On March 30th, protesters gathered in the state capitol and Democratic reps, these websites and their pop-ups. Democratic reps Justin Jones, Gloria Johnson, and Justin Pearson led a chant, "Power to the People," from the House floor. On Thursday, lawmakers voted 72-25 to expel Jones, 27, one of the youngest members of the legislature. The resolution to expel Johnson failed by 1 vote, 65-30, but Pearson, 28, was also expelled. So 2 Democrats removed from Nashville's state capitol legislation. Big move by the GOP. They don't do enough, the GOP. At least over here in Michigan. I know the NYGOP is supposedly corrupt. I'm sure there's a bunch of corrupt GOPs. I mean, just a rhino fest. But once in a while, they achieve what they need to achieve. The GOP supermajority had accused the representatives of breaking House rules on conduct and decorum. This is not about expelling us as individuals. This is your attempt to expel the voices of the people from the people's house. It will not be successful, Jones said before the court. Your overreaction, your flexing of false power has awakened a generation of people who will let you know that your time is up. So they're already acting like the justified rebels in the case. They're the ones who've been victimized in all of this, as you would expect a Democrat to do, right? Bully, then play the victim. The forced expulsion of lawmakers from any state legislative body in the U.S. is extremely rare. The Tennessee House has previously expelled 8 lawmakers, 6 Confederate racists in the 19th century for refusing to affirm the citizenship of formerly enslaved black people, 1 in the 20th century for a conviction of bribery, and 1 in the 21st century for sexual misconduct. Boom! What does that tell you? Confederates. What does that mean? Confederates. Democrats, man. So not only were these not the first politicians to be removed from the Tennessee legislature, but it's not only the first Democrats either. Today's expulsion of lawmakers who engage in peaceful protests is shocking, undemocratic, and without precedent, President Biden said in a statement Thursday night. So Biden commented on this, guys. This fraudster who deserves to be removed himself is talking about how Tennessee Democrats should have remained in office. Rather than debating the merits of the issue, these Republican lawmakers have chosen to punish, silence, and expel duly elected representatives of the people of Tennessee. Well, the duly elected representatives elected to expel the duly elected representatives, right? So, yes, ultimately it's power to the people, and they exercise the people's power. Each of the lawmakers facing expulsion was given time to speak ahead of the vote. The world is watching Tennessee, Jones said. What is happening here today is a farce of democracy. What is happening here today is a situation in which a jury has already publicly announced the verdict. Jones said he was speaking for younger voters in his district terrified by mass shootings and criticized the House for not expelling other members who had confessed to crimes or misbehaved in their roles. So this is Justin Pearson, one of the Democratic representatives. So guys, I mean, is this a surprise? I mean, yeah, it's kind of surprising Republicans actually doing their job, but these Democrats, they always rely on people. They heavily rely on people who don't know government, right? So Democrats, that's their playbook. They don't expect you and they don't want you to know the Constitution. They don't want you to know anything about power to the people, people being represented by politicians, right? Politicians are just an extension of people. That's what the left and Democrats do not care to understand. And they're brainwashed by their constituents that that is not the case. You don't have the power. You can't criticize us, right? We are not your adversaries. We are the ones who control things. And you guys are the ones who obey. That's the Democratic way. Whereas in the actual history of this country has nothing to do with obeying, right? It has everything to do with you guys work for us. We put you in office. And if you guys fuck around, we're getting you the fuck out. We're recalling you. We're impeaching you. We're voting other people in. And what happened in Tennessee was other legislators from the state, the House, decided, who also represent the people because they were also voted in, decided a majority vote. This is how these things work. This is no abuse of power. It was a majority 2/3 vote. That's how all sectors of political organization works in this country, right? Whether it's on the city, county, state, federal level, right? So get that through your head before you start telling your own people, oh, they abused their power and got rid of us in office. Bunch of jackasses, man. Johnson defended her younger colleagues facing expulsion. We have to welcome this younger generation who might be a little differently, but they are fighting for their constituency, she said right before the vote. Just because someone's younger doesn't mean they completely disregard the state constitution. You have to still act in a way that's legal by your peers for you to hold your position, right? And if you go and storm the Capitol with a bunch of fucking brain dead liberals who have no idea what they want and are passing a bunch of bullshit on in terms of ideology into the state Capitol by storming it, and you as a representative are joining them? Pathetic. Very pathetic, very scary stuff. So yeah, you're really not fooling anybody by saying, oh, these young guys, they do things differently. We need to protect them. In his remarks before the vote, Pearson, who was black, invoked the civil rights movement and civil rights disobedience, saying that Rev. Martin Luther King spoke of putting consciousness above rule. So here we go. The guy brings up Martin Luther King, right? This is a whole ploy of racism in Tennessee going on. is what he's trying to get at now by even bringing Martin Luther King's name into this when it has nothing to do with, oh no, it has nothing to do with you storming the Capitol, good sir. It has nothing to do with you completely disregarding the law. It has everything to do with you being black. That's what he wants you to believe. Article's long. I don't want to go too deep into it, but the idea here is that Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, removed from the Tennessee House. And I wanted to share this next. You know, I have to share everything that has to do with anytime there's a brown person involved, I got to share it. I'm the brown commentator, right? I can cover the brown people. Nikki Haley and Ramaswamy, Kash Patel. Who's that one dude running in Michigan? Tanadar, jokester. And now we got Rep. Sabi Kumar, who's a Republican out of Tennessee and talks about some of his experiences in the Tennessee House. So hear what he's got to say.
In those 53 years in America, I have never encountered a racial slur. I'm really not aware that any of that applies to me. I live a good life. Yet, you on tape call me a brown face. Yes, sir, it's on tape.
And what I told you was what you just exhibited as the only member of their caucus who is not of the Caucasian persuasion. I said that you put a brown face on white supremacy. That's what I said.
Dude, this is typical liberals, man. Is they play this whole race card. Just like Sabi Kumar saying, man. So as a brown man, I'm a comment. Let's talk about it. No, seriously. Growing up in this, I was born in the U.S. of A, by the way. And this guy, Sabi Kumar, is exactly right. Like, there's no one. All right, don't get me wrong. As a kid in high school and stuff, we definitely got our brown jokes. But as long as you kind of roll with the punches and kind of dish them back, you know, to the white people or whoever is making fun of you, you end up fitting in and it ends up becoming cool or whatever. Now, obviously, there's no room for bullying and stuff. But, like, I didn't consider that racism. I think that kids just, like, fuck around. I mean, shit, I did it all the time, too, right? Someone was slightly browner than me. No, I'm just kidding. but, no, I would make jokes towards whatever. We all made, like, semi-racist jokes growing up. But I never endured racism, though, in this country either. Like, I never had someone come up and be like, you've infiltrated our country or some stupid shit like that, right? Where, like, now that I've kind of, like, voiced my opinions, when I first came out as a Trump supporter and someone who backed the president of the United States during his tenure, where did that just go? Okay. I got all this weird, my friends would be like, dude, you're like a brown white guy, or like a brown hick is what they would call me, or something stupid like that, right? They'd start saying this, like, I could never be patriotic unless I was white, is basically what I was being told. As someone brown kind of backing the Republican Party, mostly, I don't really give a shit about the Republican Party, mostly Donald Trump. But yeah, I mean, I understand what this guy's talking about, Robbie. He's talking about the same, Sabi Kumar. He's talking about the same exact thing. We've never experienced any, like, true racism in this country, a lot of us. We've gone about our day. We've been hired in jobs by, you know, white people or whatever. And we've worked and we've excelled. And, I mean, 90% of the brown population in the working class are freaking doctors and engineers, or some type of, like, entrepreneur, right? They own a freaking gas station or a convenience store. So don't freaking sit here and tell me that you're living in a freaking mansion, 3,000 square feet with, like, 6 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms, that your people are fucking oppressed in America. All right? You guys are more privileged than anybody. So, yeah, I completely agree with Sabi Kumar here that as soon as you join the side of patriotism in this country, the liberals, the unracist, loving liberals start telling you, oh, you're a coconut, is what I've heard. You're a coconut. You're brown on the outside and white on the inside, which I thought was kind of funny. But, like, you guys are fucking racist as fuck. You guys always been racist since day one. Since the days of slavery, right? Jim Crow, KKK. It's always been you guys. It's never been, don't get me wrong, there's some like racist Republicans, but they've never been the side of racism. They've always been the side of accused racism, right? Dinesh D'Souza talks about it in one of his lectures or his movies, where the liberals back in the day, instead of claiming that George Senior Bush was racist, or was it Reagan? And instead of claiming he was racist, they dressed up as KKK and went and acted like they supported him, right? So, yeah, that's the Democrat. Those are liberals for you. And all the shit I get on Twitter, man. Every single one is like, "Oh, you brownie, what are you doing? You were a slave to the white man." I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? I don't even think those people are real. I might be getting upset over a bunch of bots. You know? What else we got here? We got a lot to cover, guys. I'm going to try to breeze through it, though. It's a Thursday night. I don't want you guys going to sleep late. Oh, God. Here it is. Gretchen Whitmer, man. If you're in the state of Michigan right now, it's like the Democrat Party took over overnight. Seriously. It's the weirdest, craziest takeover we've ever seen of in politics in Michigan. It's the Democratic Party taking over Michigan. And Whitmer just made history for her side. Very corrupt and disgusting history. But she accomplished it. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs bill to implement abortions up to birth. Fuck. It's not looking good. Let's see what she's up to. Whitmer joined abortion activists Wednesday to celebrate the repeal of a law that protected viable unborn babies from late-term abortions. The Democrat-controlled state legislator voted to repeal the 1931 pro-life law this spring, and Whitmer, a pro-abortion Democrat, signed the bill Wednesday. Joined by abortion activists from Planned Parenthood and Emily's List, Whitmer claimed the pro-abortion legislation reflects Michigan's values and creates a better future for everyone. You got to be fucking shitting me. By getting this done, we will help attract talent. Oh, no, I skipped something. No, I didn't. And business invest, too. The government said, according to Fox 2, "I will continue to use every tool in my toolbox to support, protect, and affirm reproductive freedom for every Michigander. And I'll work with anyone to make Michigan a welcoming beacon of opportunity where anyone can envision a future." Today is a dark day in women in our state for unborn children nearing birth. Cloaking the elimination of longstanding common sense health and safety protections in the mantra of women's rights demonstrates the extreme nature of Governor Whitmer's abortion activism, Listing said. So Barbara Listing, president of Right to Life of Michigan, criticized Whitmer over it. I mean, think about this, guys. Whitmer's now allowing you, as a woman in this country, to kill a baby as long as it hasn't been born yet. So just because the baby has not seen the light of day, you, as the mom, have the right to kill it. That's where we're at right now in Michigan, guys. Have we probably been there for a long time in some other states? Yeah. Most parts of the now-repealed law have been in effect for more than 50 years, primarily because Roe versus Wade, but other parts were, including a ban on abortion, viable late-term unborn babies. Without it, pro-life leaders say Michigan no longer has limits on abortion. Yeah, no shit, dude. I mean, what is the difference? killing the baby after the before exiting the womb and right after. It's both freaking murder, right? One of their plans is to shed light on the woman harmed by Democrats' reckless removal of legal safeguards around abortion, abortion activists' intentions to prevent pregnant women from accessing life-affirming options through pregnancy resource centers and other pro-life charities. That's where we're at with Gretchen Whitmer, guys. She just allowed it to be possible for late-term abortions. So, just an FYI in case you're not paying attention to Michigan. But even better news. Her sister is running for a House seat in New York. And she's contending for it. The 17th Congressional District. So now we got Whitmer's family spreading. You know, Whitmer's said to be a Soros-funded politician. A Soros puppet. And, dude, look at Gretchen Whitmer. Watch 5 minutes of Gretchen Whitmer. Watch 5 minutes of Gretchen Whitmer in an interview and you'll see a fucking sociopathic liar who is full of shit and is dead inside the eyes. And she's not pretty. All these guys saying, oh, Gretchen's so pretty. She's good looking. Look closer. She looks like a fucking dude. The sister of Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer reportedly considering a congressional run in New York as Democrats set their sights on flipping back a once blue seat. Liz Whitmer Grady, sister of the Democratic governor, currently resides in Westchester County, New York, and is reportedly considering launching her campaign in April. Two anonymous individuals, close rumored candidate, told Politico that Democrats are recruiting Grady to run New York's 17th congressional district, a House flip read by Mike Lawler. So there you have it. Oh, here we go. Gretchen Whitmer. These are my siblings. Hold on. Let's make this big. Let's make this big. Just look closer. Maybe not this picture. Maybe it's not the best example. Not saying she looks good here, but if you look at a few shots of Whitmer on like Google, you'll see a little bit of a man. You'll see a little bit of a man. These are my siblings, brother Richard, with whom I've traversed thousands of miles, and Liz, and sister Liz, who has kept me grounded. We get on the GOTV bus tomorrow. 8 days, people. Another Whitmer heading into the political atmosphere. Infiltration instead of invasion. Won re-election in Michigan by a large margin last cycle. The seat-eyed her sister. Look at these fucks. So there you have it, guys. Whitmer's sister is entering politics. In case you're wondering what she looks like, that's her. We got a long road ahead of us in regards to Gretchen Whitmer and Democrats in politics. What do we got next? Nancy Pelosi. She got heckled the other day. This is my favorite thing to watch in the news, guys. Nancy Pelosi, or anyone, any Democrat who struggles to show their face in the public eye, like Pelosi did here. This is my favorite thing to watch. And this is just going to get worse and worse and worse as time goes by. Politicians every day are going to struggle to show their faces in public. Right? We got Rashida Tlaib, who gets heckled in Ann Arbor. We got Kamala, who doesn't answer the questions she's asked at the airport. We got Pelosi, wherever she goes, I mean, she'll be having coffee and she gets ridiculed because she's a fucking liar. You got AOC, who can't go 2 minutes without being called out. This is what we need to get out there, is videos like we're about to watch right now. So let's get into it.
See, that's a very good place for you in the depths of hell, because for some reason you have a very bad obsession of getting us into war. Hey, why is it that you did not admit that there were no WMDs in Iraq? You lied us into a war in Iraq. You got us into an invasion. Now over 90% of those people are in poverty and are dying. Why don't you tell the truth about Nord Stream? Why did we destroy Nord Stream? We're leaving millions of Germans without energy. You have a knack of getting us into war. People like you should be arrested. You are a war criminal.
Hey, Congresswoman! I came to see a warmonger, but you're a sad old drunk. What happened? When you went to Taiwan, were you looking for Ukraine? Did we blow up the Nord Stream on accident or on purpose? Did you know about that? Aren't you supposed to be part of the indictment tomorrow? You're a war criminal by definition, Ms. Pelosi. You got some nerve. Is that why you're here in Manhattan? Is that why you're here? Because you're getting indicted tomorrow, you goddamn war criminal? How many people have died in your fucking name? How many people have died because of Iraq? All of you forgot about Iraq.
Get out of here.
Iran, Libya, Syria.
God's plan was always never going to work. If we don't deal with the 600 trillion equilibriums, then there's no chance for this economy. Don't you see it all fail? None of it hurt.
And then you land your plane in Taiwan. We want a war with China at the same time. We want to all have nuclear bombs dropped on our heads. We live in Manhattan.
I have to ask you to leave. Thank you.
By the way, Lyndon LaRouche is back in a big way, and I'm here on behalf of everybody who loves peace and not war with Russia and war with China and a new hot war with the East.
Guys, I was talking to an unmuted mic this whole fucking time. Or a muted mic. Kill me. Anyways, this is exactly what needs to happen, right? Pelosi getting heckled in person. This is exactly what we need. I'll tell you what. Republicans, they're decent at one thing. Is that they'll get together and on the county level, and they will network about these events that go on. And this is why people like these guys are showing up to these events and heckling her, because they're being told. And I get it, Twitter, Facebook, and all that shit, it's real cool. You know, fighting the battle over there is real cool. And it seems productive. But when you do something like this, I mean, this is how you stir thought in the minds of people, right? You create a visual for people to see, holy shit, what are these people talking about? Are they talking about something legitimate? It's unfortunate we still have people who are fast asleep, right? That even have to think like that. But like, this is exactly what we need to do. It happened to Rashida Tlaib over here in Michigan or in Ann Arbor. She got called out for the Nord Stream pipeline. She got called out for funding, accepting the bid for the war on Ukraine, right? This is awesome. This needs to happen more often than not, because these people are fucking crooks. And Pelosi's at the head of it, dude. I mean, not only is she treasonous, she ignored the calls on January 6th that got a bunch of people in jail and got Trump impeached again, right? Just impeached. She's an insider trader. She, in terms of trading, like stocks, and she's an insider traitor. She's a traitor to this country. So it's a double entendre. So yeah, keep an eye. I mean, I would just advise guys, get involved with the Republican Party to some degree on a county level, at least. I mean, they're not all the GOP state level GOP is usually corrupt and a bunch of selfish rhinos, But some of these county organizations are just trying to raise money and they're not compromised because they're pretty low level, but they network about events like this. And they're the ones who, you know, get people together to go to these school board meetings, get people together to go to these city council meetings, right? Because it's not happening on a state level. The state could give a fuck about what goes on. State GOP. I mean, they could, but at the same time, they're not doing much. You know, they're just looking for the cheddar. So just a little FYI. We got Donald Trump in the news. For those of us watching the news a couple days ago, Trump turned himself in and was arraigned at the New York State House. The state, what is this? I forget which district it's considered. Insane to watch Trump in a courtroom. This picture right here blew me away to see Trump like this. I couldn't believe it. And I thought it almost looks AI generated because like there's been so many fake AI generations of like Fauci and like Bill Gates and Biden getting arrested. So to see Trump in a courtroom with his six attorneys was pretty surreal, man. But ultimately, this is what they want. 136 years in prison, right? They want to seal the deal on this guy ever even thinking about. And not only that, but they seal the deal on him, his family, his freaking his followers. They want to shut the lid on any possibility of him ever running ever again. Former President Trump could face over 100 years in prison if found guilty on 34 counts. This is why the 34 counts is a thing, right? The repetitive bullshit counts that Bragg put together, right? There's 34 of them for this reason, is to try to let one of them stick. All you need is one count. You get one count, that's a couple. It's like 2 to 5 years, right? Maybe even more depending on what the felony is. So 34, you know, do the math on the 136 years. It's like 4 years a count. The charges which Trump has pleaded not guilty, he could see a maximum combined sentence of 136. He's not going to. It's unlikely that he would ever get sentenced to all of those counts. Trump surrendered on Tuesday and was placed under arrest. He was fingerprinted, but a mugshot wasn't taken and handcuffs were not utilized. I don't get that whole situation. Do you guys get that? He did not have to pay bail to be released. So he just left. He's on bail, but he technically just left. Okay, so he was not formally arrested, but technically he was arrested. If you guys know what the hell is going on there, you can tell me. In Manhattan's Alvin Bragg's unsealed indictment, he alleged that Trump, on or about February 1417, with intent to defraud and intent to commit another crime and aid concealed the commission thereof, caused a false entry in the business records of an enterprise to wit an invoice from Michael Cohen dated February 14 for the first count. Any respectable attorney right now is like, fuck out of here. Get out of here, bro. Dude's full of shit. Alvin Bragg, the most corrupt DA in the United States right now. I can't even express how much I can't stand that dude. He's getting his little 15 minutes of fame as the guy who will go down in history, but the reality of it, he is the one who committed the crime. So much so that
former president, and do the legal team, do they, the unsealing of the document, do you support that? Does he support that?
Yes, I mean, I think it will happen no matter what. I would like to see what the basis is for this. Let's remember that the real crime here that we have is that DA Bragg did leak that there were 30 to 34 counts. We already know that that in itself is a felony. You are not to let that go. So at this point, I mean, and I like
Alina,
everybody
we
in this
don't
country
know
to be treated
if the
same no
if
matter
the DJ,
who you are.
We don't know if the DA leaked that information. That is speculation.
Well, we don't have that information, so... Well, it's not speculation. We don't have the information. So it came from their office.
Former president and...
Every time I play a video, I got to unmute myself. I got to get used to this. Don Lemon is such a freaking clown. He's Project Mockingbird times a million. Just look at him. He's a freaking asset. He's a freaking asset. Trump's lawyer is kind of smoking, though. What's her name? Alina Haba. She ain't bad looking. But, dude, yeah, Bragg is the criminal in this case, guys. He is the 100% criminal. He leaked the information about the number of counts to the media, which is their playbook, right? What did they get Trump on in terms of Russian collusion? How did they get the FISA? Does anyone know that? They got the FISA because they leaked falsified information on Donald Trump to the media, right? And then the media propagated up a story, and then to convince the FISA courts, the FBI, to get surveillance on Trump, to convince the FISA courts to get the surveillance, what did they use? They said, hey, look, the media's reporting on this shit after they're the ones who leaked it. So this is textbook liberal, compromised, Soros-funded DAs committing felonies while accusing the other side of treason or a felony themselves. That's their playbook. And it's, I mean, our republic is finished. And Trump calls it out himself.
The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury. For which he should be prosecuted, or at a minimum, he should resign. The criminal is the district attorney.
Yeah. Trump 100% gets it right. That's why he got a bunch of cheers at that. Because it's true. And then you got this. I don't want to say half the shit that I can say right now.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power. If he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
I was telling this to my parents the other day, my dad specifically. I told them, listen, what's going on in third world countries, Pakistan, right? Cuba, Russia, you know, Nazi Germany. I said, they would arrest their opponents in broad daylight, right? They would, if they feared someone who was going to gain traction with the people, they would arrest them, right? And completely diminish their ever being a chance that they are able to run or gain power over them. Jail your political opponents is kind of the theme. As in the last 2 weeks, as Trump has been, you know, the indictment's been announced. And I told my dad, I'm like, dude, all they did was guise it under the Department of, well, the State Department of Justice, State of New York, to make it look legitimate. That's why people actually think that Trump is guilty, is because they think some independent body is investigating Trump, right? Well, if Trump was innocent, then why would the New York State say he's guilty? Why would an independent, they have nothing to do with politics? You got to be shitting me at this point if you still think like that. Like, you seriously think that there's not compromised people in the Department of Justice and the FBI still at this point? You think that the court system is actually independent and not compromised? And that's what I had to explain to my dad. I was like, yo, this is all what's happening. It's the same thing you see over there in those third world countries. You've witnessed it yourself, right? My dad, you were first generation. My dad's seen some shit. You know what it's like on the other side. You're seeing the same thing over here. That's all you're seeing. You're seeing it's not even a smart version of it. It's not like, oh, wow, they're so intelligent. This espionage is so amazing. It's low level third grade lies. That's what it is. Charlie Kirk made a good point, though, on Trump's arrest.
Every 10 years, we do a census as mandated by the Constitution. Most people don't know this, but the map has slightly changed in Trump and the Republican favor for the first time for 2024. So the maps are good for three cycles, and then you redo them. Good for three cycles. Actually, two cycles, redo them.
Well, wait, what do you mean? Right here it's saying...
Let me show you. Okay, so let's assume Texas goes red. Is that fair enough to say?
Oh,
okay.
Easily. And Florida.
Yep. Okay, let's assume Pennsylvania goes blue, please. And then nice. New Hampshire goes blue. And then all of Maine goes blue.
Really?
Yeah, let me show you. Michigan goes blue. I know what I'm doing here. Yeah, so, and Minnesota goes blue.
And Minnesota goes blue.
And then
blue.
Nevada goes blue.
And Nevada goes blue.
Iowa goes red.
Iowa goes
And Ohio blue. Goes red.
And Ohio goes
And
red.
North Carolina goes red. And that's, okay. So what you have right here is why they fear Trump. All Trump has to do is win Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin, and he's the president of the United States. Three states he won in 2016, three states that receive Zuckerberg money, three states that have elected statewide Republicans, and three states that have more, two states that have more Republicans registered than Democrats in Georgia and Arizona, and one state that's 50-50. This is why the Democrats are indicting Trump. The map has changed.
Extremely well put. Except you got to rely on a lot of fraud, right, to not happen. So that's the biggest concern for Republicans and Trump supporters. How do we get past this fraud? Do we have a legitimate plan in place? Has enough happened since 2020 and 2022 where we're comfortable? And the answer to me right now is hell no. I just don't see where. Unless I'm missing something that's right in front of my face. Right? Because Michigan, in my opinion, my home state, is red. There's no doubt about it. The majority is red, even in the big Wayne County, Antrim counties of the world, of the state. So the only way in my – we already know that there's a ton of evidence that election fraud took place in Detroit. What was it? TCF, the old Cobo Hall Arena, right? So I love what Charlie Kirk is saying. I still think Trump has to win. You know, the whole fate of the Republic is on us voting in the right guy. The global perspective here is that without Trump, we have a lot to lose considering how fast the destruction of this country has taken place under Biden. Or whoever is pulling his strings. Barack. Everyone's like, oh, Barack, this is Barack's third term. I'm like, fuck no. Barack could barely, he can't. You think Barack didn't have handlers completely running that entire situation? Barack knows how to dismantle a whole economy. These guys aren't capable of that, right? The nucleus of the cabal is what's controlling what's going on, not Barack Obama or Joe Biden, right? And that's what Trump's up against, to give you some perspective on how hard this whole battle is going to be. But it's nothing's out of the possibility. We can win. Let's see what Stormy Daniels' horse face has to say.
Would it give you any kind of closure with your time involving Donald Trump to see him jailed?
Specific to my case, I don't think that his crimes against me are worthy of incarceration. I feel like the other things that he has done, if he is found guilty, absolutely. Because a bigger problem is that if these allegations against him or whatever else that we don't know yet, he is found guilty or the evidence suggests that he is or whatever, and he doesn't, that it's going to just basically, I mean, it opens the door for other people to think they can get away with doing that.
Why is this dumbass broad even allowed to speak? Seriously. Pierce Morgan, like he's like that. You look up controlled opposition in the freaking Webster's dictionary, you see a picture of Pierce Morgan alongside Joe Rogan and Andrew Tate, maybe even Alex Jones. But I mean, come on, man. This, we're talking about, look at this. She's a low-level idiot. I'm the fact that Trump ever got involved with this idiotic chick is kind of disappointing. But she even says it herself. His crimes are not worth any incarceration. So it's like, she's paying him, dude. She's paying him. They're settling out of court and she's paying him while Alvin Bragg's fat ass is indicting him. And the liberals are like, oh, he's guilty. He's guilty, guys. Fucking idiots. I got a comment here from Shabzilla. If the election fraud isn't fixed, they will keep winning and putting the right people in place everywhere. I mean, look, dude, look at New York. We just talked about New York. Who are they putting in the House seat in New York? Gretchen Whitmer's sister, right? So, like I said, dude, all these people, we didn't even know who Ilhan Omar was and Rashida Tlaib and who's that, Georgia, Stacey Abrams. We didn't know who these people were, dude. And then they prop up out of nowhere and just start blasting anti-Trump rhetoric and these communistic shit. We're like, how the fuck did these people get into office, dude? Did you vote for her? No, I didn't vote for her. No one voted for her, so how the fuck did she show up here? You guys got me cussing up a storm. Yeah, I'm blaming you guys. Daughter of judge overseeing Donald Trump's case overworked on Biden-Harris campaign. Dude, like, they got every angle covered. It's not even political angles, right? Journalistic, legal, media, whatever it is. They got it covered. What do they got to say about this doofus and his daughter? The daughter of the judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's case worked on Biden-Harris campaign, according to a report as well as an online search. So here we have some buddy-buddy systems here, right? Take care of my daughter. Could you find her a job? Oh, by the way, I'm working on Trump's case. The company's website has a testimony. Rep. Adam Schiff states, we partner with our clients to build award-winning online programs for progressive campaigns. According to Merchants at Archive LinkedIn, she worked for the Director of Digital Persuasion for Kamala Harris for the People from 2019 to December 2019, so February to December, which was during the 2020 campaign. And according to the company's website, the Biden-Harris campaign was also a client. So there you have it. Can I look at her LinkedIn? Doesn't like that. But yeah, there she is on LinkedIn. Trump posted on Truth Social. So he called this out. With some areas that voted 1% Republican, this case should be, oh God, he's using a legal term, vmoked to nearby Staten Island. Be moved? Should be moved. Someone misspelled something. I'm thinking it's a fucking Latin legal term for a second. Would be very fair and secure location for the trial. Additionally, the highly partisan judge and his family are well-known Trump haters. And what he was an unfair disaster on a previous Trump-related case, wouldn't recuse, give horrible jury instructions, and impossible to deal with, witch trial hunt, his daughter worked for Kamala, and now the Biden-Harris campaign, kangaroo court. And then Eric tweeted, they're all handpicked, it is prearranged, the corruption is on a different level. So there you have it. They got every angle covered, including this bozo and his daughter, who worked together. But Peter Ducey brought up a huge point. This is the point that I've been making ever since Trump's arrest was announced.
Biden is a lawyer.
And the President of the United States and the Commander-in-Chief, but go ahead.
He is, but as a lawyer, is he concerned at all that a local DA indicting a former president could, down the line, open up the possibility, set the precedent, that local DAs that don't like former President Biden could indict
him? I'm not going to comment from here.
Why don't you have more to say about the Trump indictment?
It is an ongoing case. And I've been very clear about that. We've been prudent about that, not commenting on ongoing cases. And we're going to stick to that.
But for better or worse, all that anybody in the country is talking about at this exact moment while we're in here is Trump. And they look here to find out what the White House thinks about it. And...
Well, I think the American people should feel reassured that when there is an ongoing case like this one, that we're just not commenting.
And so does the lack of comment mean that you do not think anything happening in New York today is one of the top issues facing the country at the moment?
That's your assessment. That's not my assessment. I'm just laying out the facts that we are just not going to comment on an ongoing case from here. And we've been very consistent. We've been very prudent, and we're going to stick there.
Oh, so I'm heavily relying on this basis that Ducey mentions, is that the precedent has been set. And now a president being arrested or arraigned is not out of the question, right? It was out of the question before, but now it's not out of the question. And the mold has been broken with Donald Trump. But how many former presidents are guilty? Every single former president who's alive today is guilty of something, except Donald Trump. They've invested this guy. I mean, they invested the guy's anus and he's clean. But Biden, I mean, dude, it's on YouTube. His crimes are on YouTube. I can Google and YouTube Biden's crimes, where he committed quid pro quo, where there's proof of testimonies of Biden and his family laundering money through Ukrainian Chinese energy companies, right? This shit's all over the internet. And it's not bullshit. It's like factual videos of Biden himself admitting it. You don't need a court case. All you got to do is play a YouTube video and the grand jury's like, fucking go grab that dude right now. Go grab him right now. All I had to do was watch a 60-second clip on YouTube saying that he committed quid pro quo with the Ukrainian president. So yeah, the precedent has been set for future presidents to be arrested. Whether that's Obama, Joe Biden, right? I can't wait till, oh man, if there's the day Obama is arrested. If Obama's ever arrested, guys, like, I can't wait to look at everyone I know and be like, I fucking told you. My dad, my friends, everyone. I told everyone. I'm like, Obama is fucked now that Trump's president. It didn't happen then, but the precedent has been set.
Maybe some rabble rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow. A message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger. We are the safest large city in America because we respect the rule of law in New York City. And although we have no specific threats, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech, she stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior. As always, we will not allow violence or vandalism of any kind. And if one is caught participating in any act of violence, they will be arrested and held accountable, no matter who you are.
Did he call New York one of the safest cities in America at one point? We're the safest, largest city in America. Dude, everybody left because the place is a shit town. No one's paying those taxes. No one's paying that rent. And no one's going to be... You see, they're cooking rats on the side. The vendors are so out of ideas. They're roasting rats. Right? Who the hell is going to stick around in New York City? These Democrats, man, I swear to God, dude. Look at Mike Dugan in Detroit. You got Lori Lightfoot, previous mayor of Chicago, right? You got, what's his name, Newsom in L.A. Dude, these guys will lie to your face, and all it takes for you to hop on Twitter for 30 seconds, and you see some bum with his pants off shitting on a fucking cashier counter while being stabbed or some shit, right? Like, the crime is rampant. And if it's not, like, if they're being detained, right? If these criminals are being detained, This is how they get you. Oh, we're keeping it safe. You know, we are arresting all these criminals and we're taking care of the problem. But what they're not telling you is on the back end is that they're releasing them in fucking 3 months for, you know, attempted rape or something like that. That's where the ridiculousness kind of lies in Democratic ran cities. But he referenced Marjorie Taylor Greene. And this is the love she got in New York.
Marjorie, you animal, you! Go back to the farm, you animal! They're looking for you at the sanctuary! You filthy animal! You QAnon lunatic! Hit her with the space lasers! Blast her with the fucking space lasers! Get the fuck out of New York, you racist! Sick, filthy, infected animal! Get the fuck out of here!
So that's the peaceful leftists in New York and the way they handle themselves when they get triggered by someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm still on the fence about her, by the way. She's so great in some ways, and then there's some ways where I'm just like, are you trying to fuck with our like reputation by making us look bad? But yeah, I mean, if this was 2016 New York, I feel like things would have been way worse. But New York is just a bunch of like low-level idiot liberals now that are basically batshit crazy and no one wants to put up with them. So they're all just hanging out by themselves. And yeah, there's a small good percentage of some, you know, white hat patriots hanging around over there. But for the most part, no, I mean, they're not sticking around. They're not sticking around. I don't know if you guys know who Michael Rapaport is. He's an actor. He's in a few shows. The latest show that I seen him in was a show about autism where he plays the dad. Fucking awful show. The show is like, you think at face value, it's like, oh, what an innocent show. The kid has autism. And then you find out like the mom cheats on the father. They end up getting back together. The daughter turns into a lesbian, cheats on her boyfriend with another woman. And I'm like, what kind of fucking messages is this? And these kids are all in like high school. They're not even of age. That was like one of the breaking points, actually. The show that this guy is in, it's some autism. I forget what it's called, like Abnormal or some shit. I can't think of what it is. But that's what I'm like, dude, this show comes off as some innocent show about a kid who has autism, but it's like a deviant, some pedophile writer got together. Some pedophile writers got together and were like, let's make some perverted fantasies about some lesbian chick in high school and, you know, a two-way relationship and fuck.
You, nobody's going anywhere. Don't make the mistake, my man. Don't make the mistake. Don't make the mistake. Don't make the mistake. I don't know where the fuck you think you are. Don't make the mistake.
What mistake is that? Why are you wearing a mask?
Can you elaborate on your feelings about the day?
It's fantastic. It's a fantastic day. Yo, you want to walk around the corner with me? You want to walk around the corner with me? You want to walk around the corner with me? Do you want to walk around the corner with me? All right, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. If it's not, come walk around the corner with me when there's nobody around. I'm trying to get you to come suck my dick. I'll come around the corner with you.
Wait,
suck
my dick.
And then I'll fuck you in the ass. If you don't make you me like it, support the green.
Guys, look at this fucking.
What's wrong with that?
Come around the corner and make you suck my dick.
All the cameras here. You can get all the attention you want.
And then I'll fuck you in the ass until you like it. Support.
Yeah, we don't need to see that twice, but Rapaport, man, seems staged to me. This guy's an actor at the end of the day, and he was like a vaccine freak. He's another example of controlled ops. A lot of controlled ops. A lot of motherfucking controlled ops, man. Aaron Rodgers. I was a big Aaron Rodgers guy. I mean, I like the shit that he's spewing about the vaccine, but you look at some of the stuff he's into, ayahuasca and this hippie liberal agnostic shit, dude. It's got to go. But he does a good job playing his part. Hillary Clinton talking about the dude who was convicted for creating a meme.
A guy who had been one of the main, I guess he was one of the main people running memes against me in 2016. But he went from that to running a very deliberate effort to mislead people about where and how to vote. Yeah. So it went from speech to action meant to subvert the election because thousands of people who they targeted through their algorithms, oh, I can text my vote for Hillary Clinton. Thousands texted their vote.
So we're blaming this guy because there's a bunch of dumbasses who believe that. Oh, come on, Hillary. You're so goddamn crooked. You colluded with Russia and this guy who created a meme who Trump is going to have to pardon now once he gets into office. These crimes, you know, the memes, the Alex Jones, right? He gets hit with $1 billion in fines because he talked about Sandy Hook and the parents and the conspiracies that he had behind Sandy Hook and the memes, the indictment of the memes and Trump, you know, going against the system and being impeached 2 times and being arraigned now. This has nothing to do with the people that they're actually targeting. This is a signal to you. Like, hey, you don't even try it, right? You better think twice before you make that meme or else we're going to take your ass down, right? You better think twice before you talk about a school shooting being potentially there being actors involved like Alex Jones did. You better think twice or else we're going to fucking arrest you or we're going to take a civil case. And try you, and the families are going to sue you for billions of dollars. And Alex Jones played ball. So yeah, fuck. I don't want to get smoked over this shit. All right, guys, moving on. I'm trying to hit the home front here. I've just a little bit to go. What time is it? Eastern time, 10:53. It's getting late, man. Don't you guys work? You guys, what are you guys retired or something? I got a long ways to go before I retire. Joe Biden gets a freaking candidate, a legitimate one. One I can even get behind running against him. Freaking Robert F. Kennedy, man. The legend. He's a legend. Robert F. Kennedy's a freaking legend in so many ways. The autism awareness about the vaccines that he's given, huge. Just watch a couple of his videos, a couple of his research studies, right? The guy's a G. Guy's a freaking G. And I remember I bought a house a couple years ago, and now I used to go and paint it. I'd go every weekend and work on it. And while I'm working on it, I would just pop open a bunch of podcasts and shit and always popped up Robert F. Kennedy and the shit he had to say about vaccines and stuff. And this was before the COVID vaccine. And the shit he brought to light, man, him running for president and the Kennedy family, you know, I mean, that's just like, there's so much to go off of, right? Robert F. Kennedy himself admits that the CIA killed his dad and uncle, right? Which was Robert F. Kennedy and his brother, John F. Kennedy, right? Because they opened and Robert F. Kennedy was the attorney general who was questioning the CIA, right? He was the original conspiracy theorist. Like, hey, what's Project Mockingbird, guys? Are you guys infiltrating the media? And the CIA had no comment. And then lo and behold, a couple months later, they did away with both of them, right? As Democrats, they were great. They were inspiring presidents and attorney generals. And so for Robert F. Kennedy to run, I mean, he's most notable for just ripping Fauci a new one. I haven't read his book about Fauci, but it's undisputable, right? Like Fauci did not even dispute one fact of that book. My man, Robert F. Kennedy, wrote a book this fucking big about Anthony Fauci being a goddamn crook for the last 40 years. And Anthony Fauci hasn't disputed one fact, dude. That's what a G Robert F. Kennedy is. He lit him up with facts. So, is he worth voting for, though? I mean, obviously Trump's our guy. Trump over everybody. But I said this myself. I said, Robert F. Kennedy's got to be one of the best Democratic candidates to come out in a long time. But he's not without suspicion. You know, he's a climate guy. Before he was a vaccine guy, he was a big anti, you know, he's big on activist attorney, which is fine. You know, there are some corporations who are committing, you know, they can run things a little bit better. They could be harming the environment. I don't believe in global warming and climate change, right? From things like fracking and stuff, but I'm sure there's, you know, pollution in waters that are killing animals, right? And I think that's was more of his concern than you know, glaciers ending the world and stuff. So he has his suspicions there, you know. But also let's talk about the good about Robert F. Kennedy first, right? The guy is just a truth teller when it comes to COVID, the vaccines, Anthony Fauci, and this is just one example.
You know, the United States had the worst record of any country in the world in how we managed COVID. It's hard to understand why Anthony Fauci is still a hero. We have 4.2% of the global population, and we had 16% of the COVID deaths. So that's not a good record. We had a death rate of about 3,000 people per million population from COVID. And if you look at the countries that were using ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, Nigeria had 14 people per million, 1/200th of ours. And you can say, well, those are young populations and COVID is a disease of the old, which is true. But the oldest population in the world is Japan, which also allowed access to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and their death rate was 1/10th of ours. You go around the world, and there's such a direct, clear correlation, and the studies are so clear. There were a lot of Americans who died who should not have died, and probably around 650,000, according to Harvey Reich and the other biostatisticians who have looked at the studies, which are clear. The studies show consistently over 100 studies that 85% of the people who died should not have died because they were denied early treatment. And so I think that's a really important issue to address directly. And then, of course, the origins of the virus, a Wuhan lab, and the cover-up of that, you know, shouldn't be addressed. But I think the censorship is the most important thing. If you don't have censorship, if you have, you know, the press doing its job, these things would not have happened.
So the fact that Robert F. Kennedy even does interviews with the Epoch Times is like a nice, it's the opposite of a red flag. You know, it's a good sign. You know, the Epoch Times, probably one of my favorite outlets that reports the news. But that's what he's about. He's a truther in a lot of ways, right? He's got a lot of shit, and he kind of tells us where the crimes are being committed, right? And it has to do with the vaccine and the rollout of the vaccine and how different medication potentially could have prevented us from even having a vaccine, right? My only beef with Robert F. Kennedy running for president, I mean, it's not even a beef, but his speech, he's been injured by a vaccine, he claims himself. So the reason he talks like that, he believes to be a flu vaccine adverse reaction, right? And this is ironically, like, he didn't even realize it might have been a flu vaccine adverse reaction, until he started doing research on vaccines on a legal standpoint, when mothers started coming up to him and saying there might be a link with autism and vaccines, right? So just a fact, you know, his speech isn't the best. So something to keep in mind. I don't know, how do you address a nation like that, right? Like, that's my only, it's not even a beef. I just like, it's just a thing to consider. But he made a good point here as well on controlled opposition, Megyn Kelly's show.
Fauci's problem is this. There is a little known federal law that says you cannot give an emergency use authorization to a vaccine if there is any medication approved for any purpose that is shown effective against the target disease. So if Tony Fauci or anybody had admitted that hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin are effective against COVID, it would have been illegal for them to give the emergency use authorizations that to the vaccines, and they could never have gotten them approved. And it would have been, you know, a $200 billion enterprise that would have collapsed.
That is fascinating. I mean, I have been covering this very closely now for all of the 2 years. That's the first I've heard that. I mean, in your book. So he would not have gotten emergency use authorization for the vaccine if the medical community had been saying ivermectin works. It is an effective treatment for COVID.
Well, the medical community.
I don't know why. I mean, you're a journalist, right? You kind of should know that EAU has to be authorized, you know, without there being a cure, or else what's the foundation of the reason of the EAU, which is super risky to begin with, right? Doing an emergency use authorization for a drug, you have to have a strong basis to do so. So yeah, obviously you have to deny everything, vitamins, you have to shut down all the vitamin research, right? When they were saying vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, were all immune boosters that would fight off COVID, right? Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. They had proof in Africa. They had to shut all that shit down and get the fucking vaccines pumping out of Big Pharma, Pfizer and Moderna, right? So yeah, I mean, it is fascinating. I agree with her. But at the end of the day, Megyn Kelly, do your goddamn job.
Community, a lot of it was saying that. I mean, there's 17,000 doctors who've signed a petition, and there are, you know, there are so many peer-reviewed publications now that consistently say that, but he had to aggressively crusade against it to kind of drown out those reports by saying it's a horse medication, it's, you know, people are taking it and it's dangerous and it's overdosing people. And, you know,
well, why did he keep saying it? Why did he keep saying it after he got his authorization?
Well, even if you have the emergency use authorization, it's.
Hold on. Did she just ask that? Why did he keep saying it after? What is he supposed to do? Admit to the crime just because the crime's been committed? I'm talking about Anthony Fauci here. He's not going to just sit there and be like, hey, guys, I was fucking around the whole time. Ivermectin works. Vaccines, it barely works. Come on. What's she talking about?
The law appears to say you can't have it anymore if there's a functioning medication.
Hmm.
So, you know, that may be why. Hmm. Again, I try not to look in his head, but I do. There's a very, very strong incentive for him to kill ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And you know, there are many doctors, including Harvey Reich of Yale, who's one of the leading biostatisticians, epidemiologists in the world. Peter McCulloch, who is the most published doctor in the history of the world in his specialty. Pierre Corey, these doctors who've treated tens of thousands of COVID patients successfully. They consistently say, and the science supports this, that 500,000 Americans did not need to die.
Ladies and gentlemen, your future president of the United States. Just kidding. not happening. But you got to appreciate him. You got to appreciate Robert F. Kennedy for what he, for what it's worth, right? But then you got Fauci on the same coin, right? Just a few days ago. Still committing the crimes, man.
So if we really want to prevent the next pandemic, and there will be one, there will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic. It may be next year, or it may be in your grandparent, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren's lifetime. We don't know.
We don't know. You do, sir. You already, you did, he did the same thing. He did the same thing in 2018 and 19. He was like, yeah, pandemic's coming. It's on its way, guys. Right in time for the election. I don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know. We don't know. I'm funding it, right? I'm creating the medicine. I got the patent for the medication called the vaccine, right? But we don't know. We don't know. And we still don't know. All he's telling us right now, he's working on a goddamn COVID fucking 23. And we're just going to fucking put up with that shit. We're going to be wearing masks again in 6 months. All right, I got one beef. I got one beef with Robert F. Kennedy. I didn't do a shit ton of research on the guy. I know a lot of his background already. I'm sure a lot of you guys know a lot about Robert F. Kennedy as is. But I'd Google search his name, and then I'd put certain things next to it. Liberal stuff, right? Robert F. Kennedy, gun laws. Robert F. Kennedy, freedom of speech. We all know he's a big freedom of speech guy, which is awesome. But then I said, Robert F. Kennedy, LGBTQ. That's the deal breaker for me, right? When I went to like my city council meetings, the first thing I did, do they support LGBTQ+? And yeah, obviously I found out they did. But that's like that's my first like, okay, fuck you or I like you, right? And yeah, I don't know. Robert F. Kennedy joins the call for marriage equality in New York and nationwide. 2011, you know, you gotta question a guy like Robert F. Kennedy in some aspects. His wife is Cheryl Hines, right? Big Curb Your Enthusiasm star. Larry David, full blown communist. He's Sanders in freaking Hollywood, basically. Bernie Sanders in Hollywood, right? So you can't trust him. She's she's been in Hollywood for the last fucking how many years, his wife, Cheryl Hines, right? And I think they're from California. Today, the Human Rights Campaign, let me make this bigger for you guys so you can read it along with me. Today, the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender civil rights organization, released the 11th video of the New Yorkers for Marriage Equality campaign. The most recent video, which comes heels of two New York polls indicating nearly 60% of New Yorkers support marriage equality. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joins the cast of iconic New Yorkers in speaking up for marriage equality. The New Yorkers for Marriage Equality campaign. So we all know he's not really... He's not like a Christian or a conservative. We know that much, which is a red flag, right? If you're not like, if God isn't in your speech, like pretty consistently, then it's kind of hard to back you up. This is my beef with Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, you know, these guys like who are super defending, but they're also very, very, without God, there's no boundaries, right? And without boundaries, you can't, if you don't have a boundary like God, right? Or some objective morality, then how do you defend yourself? And when it comes to transgenders or pedophilia, whatever it is, how do you do that? You know, because their argument is, we don't believe in your scriptures. We don't believe in anything you believe in. What love is love, and there's nothing that determines otherwise, right? We are winning the right for fairness in New York and nationwide, said ARCC President Joel Solmanis. Robert F. Kennedy is part of a family that has been fighting for equality for generations. We are honored to have him lend his respected voice and join others. Campaign. So released. So to date, HRC, this is 2011, guys, remember, has HRC has released videos from Robert F. Kennedy, Whoopi Goldberg, Daphne. So a bunch of actors, right? Michael Bloomberg, Julianne Moore, basically supporting the Marriage Equality Act of New York. So I love his vaccine stuff. I love his truth telling. But Robert F. Kennedy, man, you're down with the groomers. You're down with the groomers. Like, I'm sorry. It seems kind of aggressive, but that's who you are. 2011. I mean, are you going to come back and say, no, no, I take it back. I'm not down with the groomers. There are a bunch of pedophiles now. I mean, that'd be ideal, but you're a Democrat and you're running as a Democrat. As we transition into grooming.
LGBTQI plus kids are resilient.
Guys, what the fuck is this I now? Seriously. LGBTQI? Is a joke? You know, they're mocking. You know, the thing I love about liberals is they openly mock the people that they defend. Adding another acronym again, they're fucking with you, dude. They're making it a clown show. They're making it a
clown show. They are fierce. They fight back. They're not going anywhere. And we have their back. This administration has their back. We are so proud of the kids across this country who have organized protests and school walkouts to tell the politicians in their states to stop this legislative bullying. I know that these political attacks can really take toll on people's mental health. So I want to say directly to LGBTQI plus kids, you are loved just as you are. Just the way you are. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, you call 988, the National Crisis Hotline.
As I said before, the fact that there's such thing as LGBTQ kids, right? You know, traditionally, what should happen is a kid tells you he wants to be a boy, or a boy tells you he wants to be a girl, and you smack the shit out of him. Be like, yo, what are you talking about, dude? Like, I gotta fix you. Not like by beating, by like, you know, healing the kid spiritually and like kind of giving him the right advice. And, you know, there's clearly some kind of disconnect in his mind, whether it's bad parenting or, you know, just a bad support system. But we're talking about protecting young kids who are gay and lesbians and queer. How young are we talking? Because she didn't specify. Are these 18-year-olds? Like, who are these kids? And how old are they? Because if we're talking about the sexuality of kids who are in middle school, then that's not pedophilia, right? We shouldn't be talking about that with kids, right? And that's how they've justified the books in the schools, is under the guise of LGBTQ discussing. I think this is demonic, very demonic. As we close off the night, we always got to finish with the groomers. Like, the groomers are out in full. They're done hiding, right? They were hiding maybe 4 years ago, right? This is the year of the groomer. 22 to 23, maybe a lot 23 right now. Like, there's no shortage of drag queens at schools now. Story hour, whatever it is, right? We're talking about sexuality of kids. We got kids going to medical doctors. They're giving, you know, they're chopping off kids' body parts. And, you don't need your parents' consent. Step into my office. It's getting real fucked up.
Sean.
I just wanted to ask you, given comments by Keir Starmer and Britain, how do you and how does this government define a woman?
To be honest, Sean, that question's come slightly out of left field for me. Biology, sex, gender, people define themselves. People define their own genders.
Keir Starmer has said that he believes 99.9% of women do not have penises. And I know it's a strange thing for him to say, but given recent events in New Zealand, I'd ask again, how do you define what a woman is?
Well, as I've just indicated, I wasn't expecting that question, so it's not something that I've pre-formulated an answer on. But in terms of gender identity, I think people define their gender identity for themselves.
Self-identification.
Yes.
What about, and if you like, an official or a wider societal sense?
Again, I think we have rules in place now. If someone wants to change their gender on their birth certificate, for example, there's a process that they go through in order to do that. I haven't got the process chapter and verse in front of me, but it's available. Anybody can look it up and see what that process is.
Just one follow-up. You described that you thought some of Posey Parker's views were abhorrent. Could you tell us which ones?
I think some of the views being conveyed around the transgender community, some of the sentiment...
Her views.
Yes, some of the sentiment that she's expressed towards the transgender community is abhorrent, in my view, well, that they shouldn't exist.
Anytime you guys want to make a decision on any type of person in your life, politician, family, friends, this is it. This is the deal breaker for me, all right? Trump-Russia collusion, you know, fucking up the economy, lying to us about Hunter Biden, you know, that's all political shit, right? That's all, like, very high-level political stuff. So it's like, how much can I really pay attention to that? I have no control over it. Do I want to be involved to maybe do on a city, local level to, like, be involved with groups who are, you know, kind of fighting that shit? Then, yeah. But this transgender shit, man, this is where, like, everyone needs to get up and be like, yo, you fuck with my kids, man. You know, you got the school boards and stuff. Like, this is the deal breaker, guys. This is where it all hits the fan, right? The two sides clash and it cannot end well, right? At first, it was very political BS. They oppressed our president and the people who backed him, right? But then you can be like, just stay quiet about it, right? Don't back Donald Trump, right? There was some, like, kind of way around it if you really wanted to, like, stay out of the spotlight and not be persecuted or whatever, or kind of whatever, diminished in society. But now it's like, no, they're coming to you, right? They're coming to your kids' schools and they're corrupting the minds of your kids. Right? The doctors, the physicians are allowing your kids to destroy themselves without your involvement. Legally, you're not allowed to be involved in a lot of states now. So, epic clash. This is where it all hits the fan. And I think it's hilarious that's the best question. You just said, so what's a woman? Do they have certain body parts, right, that you can't speak about? Because then your whole argument, it's such a childish argument. It's such a childish ideology to decide and be a woman one day and to think that it's actually, like, defensible. You know, if transgenders had the respectability to come out and just be like, you know, I just imagine myself to be a woman. I'm not really a woman. You know, I know I'm not really a woman, but I just want to play a woman. I want to play a woman just like an actor plays a role. Then go ahead, go fucking do it. Keep away from my kids, but go do it. But if you're going to try to convince my children and my family that we are actually women and we deserve to compete, we deserve to go into your bathrooms where your mom and sisters go and your nephew, your nieces go, right? And we're going to take giant shits in your bathrooms. Right. with our genitals out as men. Like, dude, that's like, don't fuck with me, man. That's where the clashes begin.
What do you mean? What does that even mean?
Use your brain.
You're a woman.
Incorrect.
Okay, I'm gonna educate you. If you were biologically born with women parts, you're a woman.
I'm being educated about my gender identity.
You don't. So gender identity is a lie. It's fake. There's only two genders, a man and a woman. And let me ask you a question. How many gender identities are there in nature? How many genders are in a line?
Oh my goodness.
No, because look, if it's natural, it should be in nature. So let me ask you a question. How many genders do a lion have?
Hold on.
How many genders do a monkey have? How many genders do a zebra have? How come human beings, if this was true and it's natural, how come human beings are the only one with gender fluidity? Because it's not true. Do horses have multiple genders? No.
Owned. I love that. It's such a good argument. I mean, we don't need the most sophisticated arguments when it comes to the batshit craziness these people are up to. You don't need to be like, oh, let me read this article and I'm going to come up with this entire defense in this notebook about why you can't think the way you think about gender. It's like, no, man, just ask them fucking basic questions and you can just find out how fucking dumb they are. Right? This is what they're about. Basic corruption and disgustingness. Nothing advanced, guys. It's just in your face and they don't really care. All right, guys, I'm heading off. I'll be back in a few days. You guys got to talk more. I'm willing to interact with you guys. So as long as you guys chat, I haven't downloaded the plug. I figured when more people start chatting, I'll add the plugin on Rumble and then I can put up your guys' comments and shit. So appreciate you guys tuning in and we will be in touch. I'll see you guys on Twitter. Add me on Twitter, guys. If you guys are following me on Twitter, thank you. Subscribe if you're watching as well, please. I post a couple times a week, hopefully. Streams. All right, peeps. Keep fighting the good battle. Peace.